from design to maintenance, design and building permits. Starting from this issue of Inżynier Budownictwa Monthly, we will run a series of English lessons that will present step by step all stages of building a home and consequently will allow you to develop as well as consolidate English vocabulary related to the construction sector. To begin with, let's take up the issue of design and building permits. Where to begin planning the construction of a building? The first step is to select the appropriate plot of land. This determines whether we will be able to build a house of desirable parameters. Let's bear in mind that the plot has to be intended to be used for the construction purposes. To verify this, one needs to submit an application to the commune office. If the local authority has a local spatial development plan, you should apply for an extract and map extract from it. This excerpt informs what kind of house we can build on the chosen plot, multi-story or just one story, as well as what is the permissible build-up area, distance from the plot boundary, frontage, and other conditions. If the local authority does not have a zoning plan, then you should apply for a planning permission. With the application, you should enclose a geodesic map with marked borders of the plot and area where you plan to build. A standard or tailor-made design. When we have a plot and planning permission, it's time to choose the right home design. You can buy a ready-made design and then adapt it to the land development conditions and your expectations. However, in this case, the scope of changes is limited, for example, because of the copyright issue. If such a standard design does not meet your expectations, you should order a one-off design. Although it costs a lot more, it is able to fulfill all the formal requirements and, most importantly, your expectations, including the directions the rooms face, which has a great impact on the future maintenance of the building. Getting a building permit and commencing with works. The next step is to submit an application for a building permit to the district office. With your application, you should enclose a statement of the right to use the building plot, a building permit design together with the required agreements with regard to, for example, conditions for carrying out the connections, power and water connection as well as sewage lateral. A planning permission. The works can begin on the basis of a final building permit decision, that is, after 14 days from the date of its receipt, assuming the parties did not lodge an appeal against this decision. Please note that the decision will expire after 3 years if the works do not start within this period. At least 7 days before the planned commencement date of the works, you should notify the competent construction supervision authority. Along with the notification, you should enclose a statement of the site manager about taking on responsibility for construction site management. After receiving a final building permit decision, you have to buy and register a construction logbook in which any work on the site should be taken down in chronological order. Moreover, you should place a compulsory information board on the construction site where it is visible. Then you can commence the so-called on-site preparation works, thereby beginning the construction of the house.